Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Now get two sausage McMuffin with egg sandwiches for just $5. That's right, $5. And with many locations opening at 5 a.m. or earlier, your morning starts when you do. Order ahead on the app, skip the wait, and grab your breakfast on your schedule. It's mornings made better at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Must opt into rewards.
Airwick Essential Mist Diffuser transforms your space, creating your perfect ambiance with a wide range of inviting fragrances that make your guests go, oh. Airwick Essential Mist Diffuser's easy-to-change refills allow you to choose your perfect fragrance for any occasion, like lush honeysuckle and raspberry, and vibrant island coconut and warm sands. And if guests start shifting from the table to the couches, no worries. It's perfectly portable and cordless. Airwick Essential Mist Diffuser, always inviting.
Off the ball, GAA.
With the new rules, you feel like you don't understand the game anymore to an extent, in that, you know, these 8, 10, 12 point leads do not mean anything like what they used to before.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Jamara, first off, the Super Value deal with the GAA, it's fantastic to see it extended. They've done tremendous work across the years that they've been involved.
Yeah, it's tremendous work there. Speak from my own perspective. Always felt welcome in the GAA, the community wise, and then obviously I've come from a mixed race background there. My father, he's African American, my mother's from Ireland, Fork Hill, mm-hmm. So he would have been immersed in the GAA as soon as he came here. Would have coached basketball around the school, and he got in the GAA through that. But he stayed in the GAA, he's coached right through club level, and he's helped out with the development squad as well. So it's sort of his community now, like, so that's how I got in the GAA, because of him. And I was in my mom's side of the family, they would play GAA, but since he pushed me through that, it was sort of that community that kept him there, and he just absolutely loves it now.
Yeah. Do you think it's easier now for mixed race people to be involved in the GAA, or people from different backgrounds and different nationalities, compared to when you were coming up?
Yeah, it definitely is, probably, but I didn't really think too much about it. I just played the sport I loved, and probably because my ma's brothers played. But my dad, he's just a really good personality, and he'd mix with anyone, so didn't really matter the colour of your skin. It was just going out to play a game you really enjoyed then.
Have you recovered yet from the weekend?
Yeah, it was a great game. Thought Throne had us only for them last couple of minutes, but it's very intense. It's still early in the year, and we'll probably just be focused on this Ulster final now. So
What's your thought process then when Rory Grogan standing over, like, with the ball in his hand, put the ball over the bar to win it? You think he can't miss it from there?
Don't miss him there, but I've seen the miss before. But no, you sort of, Rory's not going to miss him there. He's so accurate, it was only a tap over free, but still in the back of your mind, you're just really hoping it goes over then.
What was the most pleasing thing overall about the win?
Probably just the way we remained calm when the chips were down. We don't think we scored for maybe 10, 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. Tyrone had us under the pump, and we sort of just kept it cool, kept composed. Got our players in the right positions, and thankfully we got the scores and got that free at the end.
And you made a big impact off the bench as well when you came on.
Yes, I done all right. The likes of Soupy Campbell was absolutely flying. That score was unbelievable. Him and Conor Herbert. Come on, Conor Herbert got the score and got the free at the end. Cian McCallum as well had a good impact, and Shane McPartlin too. So I think all of us made that bit of an impact. Like, and could have been any other lads on the bench there too. There's a lot of quality on that bench that still didn't play. So. Could have been any of us.
And what's the thought process then when you're coming into such a pressure cooker situation? You just get on the ball, get that first pass off, and just settle the nerves a little bit?
Yeah, it probably just depends on the situation then. Like, probably come down to them last 5-10 minutes when you're trying to get that score. You're being calm, you're being composed, you're not making any rash decisions. You're trying to get a 100% shot. So, and that's what we've done. We got our shooters on the ball, got the boys who's good in them situations, and thankfully it worked for us on that day.
Impact confirmed. The Slayer has been activated.
Demonic threat level increasing.
Hold the line!
All the power of hell cowering before one man.
Id Software presents Doom the Dark Ages. Available May 15th on Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 5, and PC. Pre-order now.
Rated M for mature.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Now get two sausage McMuffin with egg sandwiches for just $5. That's right, $5. And with many locations opening at 5 a.m. or earlier, your morning starts when you do. Order ahead on the app, skip the wait, and grab your breakfast on your schedule. It's mornings made better at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Must opt into rewards.
I know you're All-Ireland champions, but how much does becoming Ulster champions drive you on? Because as you were saying just a while ago, like, you came so close the last couple of years.
So close the last couple of years. It's only really kicked the ball in of it, obviously, in penalties, but just have to knock it down for this next game, and Donegal probably going in favourites.
Mm.
They've already beat us in the league, and they beat us a good few times last year, so we're just going to have to knock it down, and hopefully we do ourselves justice on the day.
You've obviously seen them up close and personal. What impresses you most about them as a team?
They're probably the way they can mix it up. Their physical side, they can run the ball, they can kick the ball. Their kickouts are unbelievable as well. So they've so many options scoring wise, as I said there, that their cornerbacks can score, their full forwards and midfielders, boys off the bench as well, make serious impact. So yeah, we're just going to have to watch everyone and just be really dialed in for the whole game, the full 70 minutes.
And as All-Ireland champions, there's obviously a target on your back this year.
Yeah, I'd say that there probably is, but that All-Ireland sort of thing's nearly gone now. It's a new championship starting now in a couple of weeks, so we've put that to bed and we're at the bottom of the pack now. I'd say there's about 10 teams there that think they can win it now, so we're just going to have to keep pushing on, knuckle down, and keep pushing ourselves, really.
Yeah, I was going to say, obviously, we're recording this before the draw is made, but it's such a wide-open championship, and the quality is just so good.
Oh, the quality's good there. Like, say, all teams, like, right off from Cork, the Roscommon, the Monaghan, and all, I think they can probably push and get the quarterfinals, semifinals, even the final there. So you just don't know. And especially seeing Meade beating Dublin there on any given day, especially with the two-pointers. Teams go for it and kick them two-pointers, it creates that big gap. And it's very hard to come back from that sometimes as well.
I was going to say, how are you enjoying the new rules?
Yeah, I'm really liking them. I'm liking the three up. I just think it creates more space for forwards, more creativity, more respectable with the two-pointer as well. You know, you can be 10 points up and then they claw a league back. It's sort of like being 5 points up. So, and solo and go is good as well. It speeds up the game. And you can just continue with the play and bring that energy that you had before.
Do you think you'd change?
No, I'm happy enough with the rules. I'm really enjoying them. Not really. I'm not that fussy.
All right, my very best luck for the summer ahead.
Thanks very much. Yeah.
This week on Diverted.
I was always around football. I used to carry the players' boots. I remember when my grandfather would bring the Brazilian players and I would wash their boots and everything. So it's definitely, football is built and stored in my DNA.
In episode 6, we're going to Central America and we'll be taking you to a Belizean Premier League game. We'll be visiting the basketball-obsessed highlands of Guatemala.
You need to have a name out there that people support. Like, for instance, basketball, you have LeBron James. It starts like that. You have to find good players so that you can sell it to the public so they can come out and support.
And we will experience firsthand the 2 minutes and 58 seconds where it looked like Costa Rica were going to qualify for the knockout stages of the 2022 World Cup.
I am once again embracing my new brothers.
What are you doing?
Creating chaos.
Diverted. Coming every Tuesday to your podcast feed, wherever you get your podcasts.
To unlock lots more from the OTB GAA feed, become a member at offtheball.com/join now.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Now get 2 sausage McMuffin with egg sandwiches for just $5. That's right, $5. And with many locations opening at 5 a.m. or earlier, your morning starts when you do. Order ahead on the app, skip the wait, and grab your breakfast on your schedule. It's mornings made better at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Must opt into rewards.